Hello, mate, you all right?
Very much mission accomplished for you. How are you feeling at the prospect of finally being able to meet these two ladies?
Totally over the moon, mate. Totally over the moon. I can't wait. Really looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Really am.
And what is it going to mean for you?
It's going to mean a lot, you know, because as I said before, you know, it's I'm filling the pieces of a big jigsaw I've got of life at the minute. You know, and this is, this is going to put pieces into my jigsaw. I'm really looking forward to meeting the girls, you know.
And how quickly were you able to establish contact with them after you put out that initial appeal?
Within days, you know, I literally couldn't believe it. You know, I was having phone calls from all kinds and messages from people and, you know, and people like, you know, yourselves and, you know, and next thing I got the phone numbers of the girls and, you know, I was sending text messages. I've been speaking to one of them over the phone and I've been texting the other girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to meeting each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm delighted to say that one of the women, in fact, is with us this morning. That's Grace Curry, one of the ladies you've already been in touch with. Grace, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, what is it going to mean for you, Grace, this weekend?
Oh, it's going to mean everything to me because I'm finally getting to meet him. I never thought this day would come. Mm-hmm. I've always thought about James all through the years and wonder how he was getting on and how actually badly injured he actually was. I knew he was seriously injured that night lying on the side of the road, but I didn't know the extent of his injuries.
Mm-hmm. And how did it feel whenever you heard the appeal that James put out on the radio, the fact that he still remembered the part that you played that day?
It was great to know that he knew that we were there. James was just in and out. He wanted to sleep all the time, and I kept tapping his face and saying, no, you can't sleep, you can't sleep. I was scared to let him sleep in case that he wouldn't wake up. And didn't want that. I wanted him to talk about everything and anything. Just so that I knew that I could hear his voice and I knew that he was living.
And what was it like that day, Grace, the carnage that you were faced with? Because you were travelling in a bus behind the soldiers' bus. You came on this by chance, really.
We did. We didn't know at the time, but it was a wee soldier that actually stopped our bus and asked us to help his mates. So a few of the men got off first and they checked it. We thought it was a car accident. And then somebody ran back and said, no, we need to all get off the bus. Some of the sights I couldn't repeat on radio are too horrific to say what we've seen that night. They'll love with you forever. They'll be... you couldn't write them in a horror story. The cries, the minute we went up the road, the cries you heard... I actually thought it was children were crying until we got further on up and we realised it was soldiers. And all we could do was help. James, unfortunately, couldn't get off the bus because James was one of the last to be removed. In fact, he was the last to be removed because James was trapped around the axle of the bus. So my husband, late husband, and a few of the fellows actually lifted the bus in order to remove James from the bus. That's how James stands out so much in my mind because he was the last that we could get off the bus to help. So...
It must be pretty chilling, James, to listen to that, to listen to Grace's memory of that day.
Yeah, it is, because I always remember being trapped underneath the bus. I was shouting for help and all that. And all of a sudden, there was these guys appeared. And I always remember one of them saying, we found one alive. And I just couldn't feel my legs or anything. And next thing, it was just like, you know, an episode of the Hulk. You know, where these guys just picked up, where they got the strength from, I never know. They just picked up this bus and just dragged me out and took me up on the roadside. And And there I was, you know, with these two lovely girls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, you know, if it wasn't, you know, if it wasn't for them two, I'd probably be, I would have died that night.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to say to Grace, James? You can speak directly to her this morning.
Yeah, hello, Grace, how are you doing, girl?
Hello, James, how are you?
I don't know, it's a big, big thank you. You know, it's this is going to be my third time back in Ireland, and, you know, I've met guys from the bands that helped us that evening, and, you know, and all we can say is a big, big thank you, because if it wasn't, you know, for all you guys, you know, I wouldn't have what I've got today. You know, it's just so overwhelming. You know, I'm going to be lost for words tomorrow. You know, I think I'll just put my arms out and wait for the hugs and everything else. But, you know, it's just going to be, it's going to be amazing seeing these people after all these years, and seeing the friends that we've made over the last few years over in Ireland. It's going to be a good one, I think. It's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, if it wasn't for them, a lot more of us would have died that night. You know, instead of eight of the lads, you know, there could have been a lot more of us dead.
What have you got to say to James, Grace?
I'm no hero. I didn't do anything that anybody else human would have done. I just didn't want James to die that night. I just wanted James to live. I just wanted to keep him wakened. James was very, very concerned about his legs, about his jacket. His jacket was soaked in blood, and he wanted us to look at his jacket. I wouldn't go under his jacket because I thought his jacket was actually holding him together, so therefore I wouldn't open his jacket. We chatted about everything else, tried to get his mind off his legs. So I knew his legs were there because I could see his legs. So, like, what I did for James, I did out of love of what I would have done for anyone else that night. I'm no hero. I've never professed to be a hero. I'm just glad now that I'm going to get the chance to actually hug him and feel that he's all there, and that he does survive that terrible night. We lost eight that night, and we didn't want to lose any more.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have lots to talk about, James, just finally.
Yeah, a lot to talk about. It's like that little comical bit there when I was asking about my jacket. I had a lot of teddy bears in my jacket that we got out the machine, you know, at the airport. Mm-hmm. I think I was more worried about the state of the teddy bears I went inside my jacket at the time, you know, because I always remember when they cut my jacket off in the hospital, the jacket sprung open, and obviously, you know, all these teddy bears were full of blood and everything else, and the poor nurse thought that all the inside had exploded. You know, and I always, you know, and that's a funny side of things, but, you know, but in my, you know, as Grace said, that, you know, we don't class, you know, the heroes and everything else, but all the people at night, you know, every one of them in my eyes are just pure, you know, 100% heroes. You know, I was just over there for a job, you know, that's what we were paid to do, but in my eyes, the people that saved us that night, they were all heroes, because a lot more of us would have died.